Well, for the moment, this is Russia's word against Whelan and Whelan's family's word. Russia say that he was caught red-handed in the act of espionage, and Whelan's family insist he was just there for a wedding. Whelan's lawyer is now seeking bail, and Russian courts have till the 24th to decide. Russian media is also claiming now that Whelan spent the last decade developing a network of contacts in Russia using social media, leading up to his arrest last week, supposedly with a flash drive containing a list of employees from a secret Russian department. Whelan's family says he just loves travelling, he loves Russia, and he was helping to arrange a friend's wedding. Much remains unknown about Whelan, who lives in this house in Michigan. It's emerged that he is also a Canadian citizen, a British citizen, possibly an Irish citizen. And today, the British Foreign Minister also spoke out.
Individuals should not be used as pawns of diplomatic leverage. And, you know, we need to see what these charges are against him, understand whether there is a case or not.
Whelan is being held in the infamous Lefortovo prison. His lawyer says he's in good spirits and he plans to plead not guilty. He also said that he hopes Whelan can be swapped for a Russian who's behind bars in America, presumably referring to Maria Butina, the Russian citizen who pleaded guilty to acting as an illegal foreign agent in the US. Though the lawyer seems to be acting independently here, as neither Russia nor the US has made any suggestion of an exchange. So at this point, everyone really waiting for more answers. What were Whelan's movements in Russia, and what evidence does Russia claim to have against him? Many experts now fearing that Whelan may be used as a pawn.